Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 17, NIV. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How, then, can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news, for Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley-Gonko here. This morning, let me just help you. I will read that same scripture, in fact, just the last verse, in the Contemporary English Version, and I advise you to go and read the entire thing in that version, the Contemporary English Version, and do it before you have any breakfast. Romans 10:17, the Contemporary English Version, says, no one can have faith without hearing the message about Christ. I'll say that again. No one can have faith without hearing the message about Christ. That simply means that the faith that we're speaking about can only come from hearing the word. Without the word of God, there can't be faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. No one can have faith without hearing the message about Christ. So how does faith come? Faith comes by the word of God. Without the word of God, there can be no faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. There must be substance. There must be something you're putting your hope on. There must be something that you're standing on. And that's the word of God. The word of God is what births faith in your heart. If the word of God is not preached to you, you cannot have faith. Just believing really well or believing really strong that something is going to move is not going to make that thing move. It is the word of God that is deposited in your heart that suddenly begins to grow. It begins to grow and it enlarges and enlarges until it produces faith in you. So you plant the word and you reap faith. You plant the word in your heart and you reap faith. And this I know firsthand because I have had different situations in my life where I've had to plant the word of God. And it is that putting in the word that causes faith for that situation to rise. I don't know if you've ever sat in a meeting, a word of faith meeting, and as you're hearing the word being preached, suddenly you realize that you have faith for that thing you've been struggling with for so long. And that's because the word of God has power in itself to produce. It has power. There's a power that comes with hearing the word of God. Every time you hear the word of God, it infuses faith into you. It brings something alive inside you that tells you it can be done. Suddenly you become like Jesus and you start to say, if. There can be no ifs among believers. Anything is possible. Once you put the word in, you start to believe that anything is possible. You can believe for healing when you hear the word of God promising you healing. You can believe for wealth when you hear the word of God promising you wealth. I know this firsthand because when my husband and I first got married, one of the things we didn't have was money, but we had the word. And we kept on putting the word of God into our hearts. And one day we stumbled on that scripture that says that if you give, it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And that scripture says that the same measure with which you measured, it will be measured back to you. So something just came alive. Something just popped up inside us. And let me tell you one thing that the word does for you. When the word produces faith in you, faith now produces corresponding action in you. Every time faith is born, you know the next correct step to take. Sometimes when people tell me things like, God said I should do this, and say, what do I do next? I know God didn't tell you to do that. Because if God did and you've put enough word into your spirit man will know the next correct step to take. You will know the exact thing to do next. And let me tell you, it's nobody's fault if you don't believe. You have to go after the word. We have access to the word of God everywhere. We have conferences. We have videos. We have books. We have messages. If you're not growing your faith, it's your fault and nobody else's fault. You have to invest the word if you're going to reap faith. And listen, whatever that situation is, there's a word from God that covers it and addresses it. If you're trying to get pregnant, there's a word from God, not a word, many from God. Many promises that will blow your mind. There's a promise for conception. There's a promise for delivery. There's a promise against miscarriage. There's a promise for carrying to full term. There's a promise for twins. There's a promise for triplets. There's a promise for quadruplets. If you would just open your Bible, if you would just listen to word of faith messages that build faith inside of you, you'll be amazed. If you're believing God for prosperity, just open the Bible. Listen, one of the things I always tell people is that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It doesn't always have to be someone else speaking the word to you. You can speak the word to yourself. Open up your mouth and speak the word of God to yourself. Confess the word. The more you confess it, the more you believe it. The more you hear it, say it and hear it by yourself, the more you believe it. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 tells us that, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, he says, let us hold firmly to what we profess. In other words, let us hold firmly to what we believe. You have to put the word. The word now strengthens that which you already believe. If you believe that you're going to have children and you keep pumping in the word of God that tells you that none shall be barren in the land, the word of God that tells you that if you serve the Lord your God, he will bless your bread and water, he will remove sickness from your midst. That same word of God says that none shall be barren in this land. The same word of God says that you will not have a miscarriage and will fulfill the number of your days. That same word of God says you are a fruitful vine in the heart of your husband's house and your children like olive plants surround your table. That word of God will just keep pumping faith inside you and you'll be able to hold on to what you believe. You'll be able to hold on to what you believe because you are filling yourself up with the word. It's like driving a car. Once the tank is empty, I don't care how much tongues you speak, that car is not going to move. You need to put in fuel. It's as simple as that. It's not rocket science. It's not even hard to understand. If you are thirsty and you don't drink water, after some time, you're going to pass out. You have to keep filling up. You have to keep filling up. If you want your faith to increase, and there is increasing faith, your faith can increase by the measure of the word of God that you put into your heart. I want to challenge you this morning. Fill your heart with the word of God. Go after the pure, unadulterated word of God. And I know these days where we have itchy ears, so we want excitement, we want the lie smoke, we want action, we want decor, we want the whole pizzazz. Listen, go for the simple, pure, unadulterated teaching of the word of God. There's just something about hearing the word of God pure and fresh. No drama, nothing added. Just sit under the presence of good teaching and you will see faith naturally birth in your heart. Faith rises when you hear the word of God. Remember, Romans 10:17, the Contemporary English Version says, no one can have faith without hearing the message about Christ. So this morning, go after the message of Christ. Go into the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible before breakfast with Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo.